This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
To be Migs. I know Andy from Puyallup is. Andy, are you there?
Oh, I'm here and I'm ready. Let's go.
That's what I like to hear. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Andy has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
A traditional banana split is made with how many scoops of ice cream?
3.
Yes. Super Mario Kart was developed and published by what company?
Nintendo.
Yes. The movie The Shawshank Redemption is based on a short story written by which horror writer?
Stephen King.
Yes. How many times has Jimmy Kimmel hosted the Oscars?
4, 5, 6.
4, yes. Colors of the Wind is a song from what Disney film?
Moana?
No.
Pocahontas.
Yes. What cereal is known as the Breakfast of Champions?
Wheaties.
Yes. What band had the mid-70s album Wish You Were Here?
Bat.
A group of what animal is called a crash?
A bandicoot.
No.
Squirrels.
No.
Bat.
Processed cheese originated from which European country?
What kind of cheese?
Processed.
France.
No.
Ah.
Andy, you got 6 correct, though. Mm. You were on a roll.
Started out real good.
There's hope. There's hope.
There is hope.
All we have in this life is hope.
I know. And I really thought you were going to.
That was. I know.
That was so deep, Taryn.
That was so deep. All we have in
Come
this
on, Andy.
World
Andy.
Is hope.
Steve, did
oh,
you know?
Steve, sorry.
Did you know that all we have in this life is hope? T-Dog. Oh, okay. I didn't know whose deep thought was that. Was that Sarah or T-Dog?
You
T-Dog.
Gave me the worst look ever. Like, it was me that said that.
Well, I was really torn. I didn't know who would say something so stupid.
I would never.
Sometimes I feel
always.
Like I'm the meat in the stupid sandwich in this room.
Wow. I hope you lose.
Oh, like you weren't hoping that before I said that.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
A traditional banana split is made with how many scoops of ice cream?
3.
Yes. Super Mario Kart was developed and published by what company?
Nintendo.
Yes. The movie The Shawshank Redemption is based on a short story written by which horror writer?
Stephen King.
Yes. How many times has Jimmy Kimmel hosted the Oscars?
Too many. I don't know. 3?
No.
4.
Yes. Colors of the Wind is a song from what Disney film?
Colors of the Wind. Cinderella.
No.
Moana.
No.
The Lion King.
No. What cereal is known as the Breakfast of Champions?
Wheaties.
Yes. What band had the mid-70s album Wish You Were Here?
Pink Floyd.
Yes. A group of what animals called a crash?
Crows?
No.
No, that's murder. Crash of... Turtles.
No.
Crash of... giraffes.
No. Processed cheese originated from which European country?
Germany?
No.
Italy?
No.
France?
No. The Facts of Life was a spinoff from what show?
Different Strokes.
Yes. And with that, wow.
Damn.
No. 7 correct, which is barely a win. 7-6. Andy, so
dang
close.
It,
sorry, Andy.
That's twice now.
You just keep.
I'm still the king of Puyallup.
You're sampling the best.
We had hope, but
there will be
enough.
Hope next time. There's always hope.
It was closer than I thought it'd be.
It sounded like you had more than 7.
I know. I felt like I had like 9. I mean, I know I didn't.
That's nice.
But it felt like, I love how salty. The entire time I could hear the disdain in your voice as you were asking the question.
I know. Andy did get Colors of the Wind is from Pocahontas.
Oh.
A group of animals called a crash.
Was it rhinos?
Yes.
Oh. I feel like I knew that from some other trivia thing.
I love that you
know that.
Well, think about it. A
no,
crash.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. I like it when it makes sense.
You're now in the salts is around you, man.
Dude, they have, yeah, right?
I'm kind of worried for you.
These bitches have gone crazy. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And does anyone know where processed cheese originated from?
I've run out of European.
Switzerland.
Yes!
Look at you.
Taryn would have dominated.
Well, Taryn, we've always said that Taryn knows her cheese and rhinoceroses.
Those are two of my best subjects.
Yes.
Your favorite things.
You mentioned banana splits.
Yeah.
I saw over the weekend a pickle split.
What the hell is a pickle split?
It was pickle ice cream with like pickle spears on the side.
Oh,
and I'm not going to lie, I kind of wanted it.
So is it the pickle-flavored ice cream?
Pickle-flavored ice cream, spears of pickles on the outside, and then there was, I might have had like some sort of pickle topping too.
Huh.
But I wanted it.
I'm not opposed to trying. I mean, I remember thinking it was crazy when people were saying there was like a pickle pizza, and I thought that sounds stupid until I tried it, and I was like, okay, now I get the love for it. It's really good.
Yeah, I'm on board. Let's get it.
But I kind of want to get that for Tatum. Tatum loves pickles.
Yeah.
Pickles and olives.
It's so much like crunch. For your ice cream. Like, that's too much, I feel like. Like, to have an actual pickle with your ice cream. You know, like, that's... Like, a banana split, the banana's soft. So it kind of makes sense.
Well, I hate bananas, so...
Yeah, but there's plenty of things that have been crunchy in ice cream before.
But, like, a whole-ass pickle?
Well, I'm not saying... I'm just getting the vibe of, like, don't knock it till you try it, at least.
I don't even know if I want to try pickle-flavored ice cream. That, in itself, sounds... Gross.
It's 2024, man. People are embracing pickle flavors. I think it's time for you to give it a whirl.
Okay.
The mouthfeel of a pickle is so good to me that I feel like pairing it with the magic of ice cream is going to work.
The mouthfeel of a pickle.
Yes.
Are we blaming this on daylight savings, or are the drugs kicking in? I'm not sure what's going on here. I'm not saying it's just you guys. I think all of us have lost our minds.
What is the mouthfeel of a pickle, Taryn?
Well, like a good crunch, you know what I mean?
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a website called Ranker.com where people have been asked to cast a vote on which female singer they wish they could sound like.
Okay. Is Yoko Ono number one on the list?
Oh, absolutely.
Probably not.
You cracked the code, Steve.
Yes.
This is who came in at number one.
I need a man who take a chance on a love that burns hot enough to last. So when the night falls, my lonely heart calls.
It's Mariah Carey.
No, but she is on the list. Whitney Houston, number one.
Whitney Houston. And Ranker's fun because Ranker's just user-based. So when the votes will constantly change. So the rest of the, it's still number one is Whitney Houston. Would you put that at number one? If you wanted to sound like a singer, would you want to sound like Whitney Houston?
I would probably go with Ann Wilson.
Yeah, more of a rocker voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What about Courtney Love?
No. Wow.
Man. Really? Like,
I wouldn't put that in my probably my top 10.
If I was a woman, I think I'd want to sound like Courtney Love.
Really?
Okay, I know that she's very polarizing. But Live Through This and Celebrity Skin, I love both of those records.
For sure.
And I love that raspiness of her voice.
See, I thought yours was going to be Miley Cyrus.
That's mine!
I mean, if I could... Really?
Oh, yeah. And I love a voice that once she opens her mouth and you know that's her.
Yep.
And she can do it all.
She's not in the top five, though. Rounding out the top five are Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, Kelly Clarkson, and Adele. I do find myself sometimes trying to belt out Adele, and I am sure that my husband thinks I'm a crazy person for even trying.
What does it sound like? Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh. You're standing up.
Why did I do this? I'm sorry.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you.
That was horrible.
Don't forget me, I beg. I remember you say.
I really, really, really hated that.
I think I do that rolling in the deep. Don't do it. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I actually think that was pretty good, Tara. I'm kind of impressed.
Thanks, Sarah.
It's early. It's 7 in the morning.
She hasn't had enough coffee yet.
Honestly, it sounded fine to me. I'd be the worst. I'd be the worst at like American Idol judge. I'd be like, it sounds like a song. It's not bad. You know, I don't know how to tell what a good singing voice is or not.
Do you know when yours is bad?
Do I know when mine is bad?
But
yes.
Do you know that you have a real...
All the time.
Okay, so if you just tried to do what Taryn did, you would know that it didn't sound good.
No, I don't hate you guys that much.
Well, wait, let's do this. Let's show Steve who the number one male singer is that most people wish they could sing like, and then have you replicate.
Oh, please, okay? Yes. Right. I want this to happen.
I didn't volunteer for this.
Oh, but
let's just try it out and see how it feels. Fine. All right, here is number...
I'm okay with doing animal impressions, not so much lead singer impressions. But
this is number one for the men.
She keeps a Moeshando in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline.
I want to point out.
Why would you do that to me?
You can't see Steve's face right now, but the minute it was Freddie Mercury, Steve almost punched you in the face.
He looked very overwhelmed.
There's no way I can sound like Freddie Mercury.
Can you do a little Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, you gonna do Killer Queen? Yeah, go for it.
No, don't do it with the cameras on. I can't do that.
The camera's not on. I'm just holding up my phone.
Dance when nobody's watching. Sing when nobody's listening. Is that what it is? Right? I don't need you guys doing this.
The camera's not on. I just have it. I'm holding my phone.
I put my blindfold on to pretend I don't see the cameras, but I need to look at the lyrics.
Do it.
I really, really don't want to do this.
Two lines.
I don't like karaoke. I'm starting to pit. Like, this is not cool.
I've never seen you so nervous to do something.
I hate singing. I really, really
you got
hate
this.
Singing. Especially when you're trying to make me do it good. She keeps it. I can't do it. I don't even know how to pronounce these words, first of all. She keeps her moe et chandon. Can you play that thing again just so I can hear what he's singing? Sorry.
She keeps a moe chandon.
Okay, there we go.
In a pretty cabinet.
She keeps a moe chandon in a pretty cabinet. Right?
That was really good.
That's as much as you're getting from me.
That was really good.
I am legitimately, like, I feel drops of sweat coming in between my pits.
I had no idea you were so uncomfortable singing.
That's why I'm a drummer. I hide behind cymbals and stuff.
No backup vocals? Occasionally?
That look. Oh my God.
He's not even the singer I'd want to sound like if I could sing.
The one that round out the top five on that list, I don't know who this guy is. Is it Jimin from BTS? Or is it Yimin? I don't know how to pronounce that.
It's the K-pop band.
Yes.
And then Dimash Kuda Bergen?
You don't know Dimash?
Are do you?
No.
Michael Jackson and Frank Sinatra.
Who's this Michael Jackson guy? Come on. If I had to pick one, if I could sing like somebody, it would easily be this guy, since we're isolating vocals.
Hey, I'm feeling outshine.
Okay, your turn, Steve.
No.
Yeah, you said this is your guy.
This is who you want to sound like. This is your chance.
Steve may throw you guys out of the building today.
Security.
Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
If you've been anywhere near TikTok or the internet lately, you are familiar with the Hawk Tua girl.
Tua.
She is from Tennessee, and she has gone viral after a pretty hilarious and adorable interview that she did on Tim and D TV, where she answered a not safe for work question.
It's like an Instagram page, and I don't know. I mean, I guess the best way to describe this for those that maybe are keep it PG is that, like, let's just say that she's describing a tactic that she does for when she plays baseball and she's trying to throw a spitball. Is that the best way, I guess, to describe it?
Yeah. You did great.
And she says this.
Oh, you gotta give him that hawk to it. Spit on that thing. The baseball.
You get me?
Truth though, as a kid growing up watching 80s wrestling, there was a guy, the Iron Sheik, and he would always talk about spitting on the opponents, and he would say this.
Stay down. Ah, tough. I'm not interested.
So I thought she was doing an impression of him, and then I realized, oh no, this is just her own thing.
Oh, it's her thing, all right. And it's led to countless memes. Merchandise is being sold. I saw, like, stickers for your car window.
T-shirts.
And everybody is trying to figure out, like, who actually is this girl? Because there's been a lot of things that have come up. Not, you know, we've all believed crap we read on the internet, and we can't really figure out who she is
yet. And we've all been guilty, because Danny came, he's like, I heard that her dad is a minister. We're like, oh no, I heard that was debunked. And then you're like, I heard that she got fired from her job. I'm like, I heard that was debunked too, and that she was like a school teacher, and then the names are wrong. Like, it's this giant mystery other than the fact that she's making money off of merchandise, which I think is kind of strange.
So obviously the internet is losing their minds over her in general, and we have to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we sent some of these videos and some of these comments to Jason, our production director, aka Veggie Dog, aka VD, and said, hey, pull out some of your favorite comments and reenact them with whatever voice that you want to give us. So are you ready for the first comment about the hawk to a girl?
Yes, please.
I'd hate to be her kids years from now. Oh, look, we found this video of your mom.
Mom's paying the bills, though.
I mean, moms have done worse.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a harmless. I mean, at the end of the day, it's really just it's a silly video. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people get too worked up about it. I'm actually still shocked that it's trending. Like, I remember when Kevin showed it to us on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. I didn't think anything of it, not realizing it was going to blow up as big as it did. And now merchandise is being sold. It's kind of strange.
I'll tell you what. She doesn't huck to her. I don't want to talk to her.
It's kind of clever. I like that one.
People are easily entertained by dumb shit these days.
Yes.
These days? Since the dawn of time. I mean, really, I feel like people have been entertained by stupid crap all the time.
Absolutely.
We've made a career off of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of dumb videos over the years. I don't think this is the first time. It won't be the last time we have a dumb video.
People are
All right, okay, thanks, Jason. We heard you the first time.
I'm sure she made her mother and father quite proud. So very proud.
I mean, she could have been doing worse on video.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I don't think that's what mom and dad want to see. But, you know, then they might see how much money she's making off of the... I still don't understand. You order the merchandise. It's going to show up in, like, what, 2, maybe 3, maybe 4 weeks from now? By that point, is it even a thing still?
Is the joke over? I
think
don't know.
It kind of is.
Bryce Harper did the Hawk 2A in a game. As a Phillies fan and also as an adult, I'm embarrassed. Dork.
I saw that. The only thing I would say about the Bryce Harper one is that he did it and the team ended up still losing. Like, if you gotta do something as cocky as that, maybe bad choice of term of words, but something as arrogant as that, make sure it's like a walk-off home run or something where, like, the game's over, you can mock the other team and not have to have it blow up in your face like it did. Well, that's also a bad choice.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
All right, we have one more. You ready?
Yes.
I'm not impressed. Spitters or quitters?
Oh, you gotta give him that hawk to it. Spit on that thing.
I think we do get you.
The Daily Migs Show.
Louis DeBrusque is a hockey analyst, which is very appropriate because what does his son do for a living, Steve?
His son plays hockey. But also Louis, this actually made me feel really old when I thought about this and heard this story, because Louis also played hockey. When I was growing up, he was on the Edmonton Oilers, and he works now with Hockey Night in Canada, which is very prestigious in the world of hockey. Like, that's where you want to work in Canada, on one of the biggest broadcasts for the sport. He used to be a fighter.
Oh,
this guy,
really?
He wasn't scoring many goals. I think it's like in the 90s, maybe 80s or 90s. And he was just fighting his way to stay in the league. And, man, he would beat the crap out of some players. So he was a badass. So it's kind of fun now seeing him, though, be this proper broadcaster. He's really good at the job. But I did not realize his son plays in the league. He plays on the Bruins. And I think that's kind of cool. Jake DeBrusque. And before one of their games, so Hockey Night in Canada was covering the Bruins taking on the Edmonton Oilers. And before the game, Louis's the guy that kind of like what JT does for the Kraken. He'll be in between the benches, on the microphone, telling everybody what's going on. So he pulls his son aside and brings up a great tidbit from their past where, I guess, you know, kids make like little coupons for their parents. And apparently his kid made what he called it the golden ticket when he was a kid. And it said that he would either score a goal for his dad, an assist, or he would do 30 push-ups. And Louis still had the coupon and pulled it out right before the game started while he was talking to his son.
Now listen, you chirped me last time, but I'm going to go off the page a little bit here. When you were young, you and Jordan made us really nice gifts when you were youngsters. And one of them, made... the golden tickets. And you know what? I looked over this whole coupon and it doesn't have an expiry date. So I'm cashing it in tonight, kiddo. A goal, assist, or 30 push-ups right here.
I don't know if I can do that right now, but I'll keep that in mind. Appreciate that.
All right, love you, kiddo. Have a
That's so sweet.
Here's the best part. He did keep it in mind. He scored a goal and he had an assist, so he didn't even need to do any push-ups. And the best part is after he scored the goal, and the assist was for the overtime winner. So, you know, he had to be looking at dad like, suck it, dad. No push-ups for me. You owe me push-ups. But the best part is when he scored his goal, you could just hear his dad and how proud he was. And also, he did joke about the fact that he doesn't have to give any push-ups.
Here's a backhander score. Jake DeBrusque from David Pastrnak. His second on this ice sheet. 4-1 Boston.
Yeah, well, I don't think he wanted to do push-ups. Congratulations, kiddo. Wow.
That had to be an awesome moment for dad to watch his son score a goal.
Absolutely.
Right?
Did you used to make those for your parents back in the day? Did you do stuff like that?
No.
Oh, I used to always do that. Oh, this is good for one. You know, I'll unload the dishwasher.
Honestly,
whatever.
Maybe I did. I do not remember that. And I don't think it would fly. I think my dad would just rip it. I'd be like, what is this stupid thing?
Now, on the opposite.
My dad's a very nice man, but he has his moments. And that would be one of the moments, I feel.
So on the opposite side of it, did your parents ever... like say, hey, if you score a goal in this, you'll get ice cream after the game? Or did they ever like pitch you to be great?
Well, they knew I would never be great. So that would be a good, that would have been a good plan on their part. Like, hey, if you even just hit the ball, it could go even foul. We'll buy you all the food you want. And I would still fail every time.
My parents definitely.
They did it for you?
They did, because I was really not a good soccer player. I was great at goalie, but I was bad at every other position. So my parents would be like, if you score a goal and get an assist in one game or something like that, we'll let you get your ears pierced.
Oh.
That never happened.
Still to this day.
No, I mean, I have them pierced now.
Oh. I was like,
still,
damn.
Still trying to score. But I never.
I mean, you have a son and prove that he did score at least once, right?
I was so bad. I was a really bad soccer player. Did you play a childhood sport that was
baseball.
Worth watching? Oh, you were good?
No, I was not good at any sport.
Oh, you weren't.
I was bad at baseball. It was so bad that my coach would like, I remember this to this day, like playing this day. My coach looked at me and just said, you know, a walk's as good as a hit, so just lean into the pitch.
Oh my God.
He's teaching you how to take a hit.
I got hit by more balls that season to the point where my parents were like, they didn't understand what was going on. And I never said anything. And he was always just like, good job, Steve. Good job, Steve. I had welts. I mean, I was like practically diving to get hit by the ball because I didn't want to be the failure on the team. And I could not hit if my life depended on it. I was terrible.
Well, at least you figured out a way to get in the game.
And then I did basketball, and I was terrible at basketball. But this was around the time when the Detroit Pistons were known as the Bad Boys.
Oh,
Dennis
yeah.
Rodman. And I thought that was so cool. So I wanted to be just like him. So I was just like pushing kids to get penalized because I thought it'd be cool if I got fouled. And then my parents stopped having me do that because they thought I was being a little too aggressive.
You know what's funny is the other day off air, we were talking about how we would do like a celebrity basketball game. And Sarah immediately was like, I want Steve on my team because he's tall. And I was like, do you even know if Steve could play basketball?
No.
So you still want him, Sarah?
No.
Dude, there have been times where I've been somewhere and their eyes would light up like, tall dude's here. And then I try and lay up the ball as it's like right under me and I don't even touch the rim. And they're just like, yeah, we'll take that 4'9" guy over there. He's probably decent.
I mean, Muggsy Bogues was very talented.
Yeah, I am
very
not,
short.
I was terrible at basketball. Basketball was easily my worst sport.
I think that was probably my worst too because I have no vertical. Like I can't. Yeah. I still to this day, I think I can jump like 3 inches off the ground.
Did have an awesome moment this weekend. You know, we go to my wife's church. They have like a volleyball. We go play on like a Saturday night. But they also the kids will just run around and do whatever the hell they want. So I was just playing with Tatum and a couple of her friends, and we went to this one room that has all the supplies and they had hockey sticks.
Nice.
So I was like, let's pull out. They like the plastic ones for floor hockey, and Tatum was all about it, so were her friends. I'm like, this is the moment. I'm going to teach my kid how to play hockey. And then I realized rather quickly they didn't care about playing. They just wanted to run around with these sticks and hit each other with them. They called them hockey high fives. So they're swinging these hockey sticks at each other's heads, hoping that they'll both touch blades. They didn't really succeed at that very often. It was very entertaining, but it was not hockey.
Well, at least she had a hockey stick, and there's, you know, maybe some potential for the future.
We're one step closer.
One step closer.
One step closer.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.